The U.S. and South Korea are jointly warning North Korea that use of any kind of nuclear weapon against Seoul or other regional allies will result in the end of Kim Jong-un's regime. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest.
Our commitment to defending the ROK is ironclad. We strongly condemn the DPRK's irresponsible and reckless activities. As we said before, these kinds of activities are destabilizing to the region.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with his South Korean counterpart at the Pentagon after North Korea launched more than two dozen missiles in response to U.S.-South Korean military exercises. The purpose of those exercises, says Austin,
to strengthen our combined readiness and our ability to fight tonight if necessary.
Through a translator, South Korean Defense Minister Lee Jong-sup says the U.S. and South Korea are united and resolute in their stance toward North Korea.
Any nuclear attack by the DPRK, including the use of tactical nuclear weapons, is unacceptable and result in the end of Kim Jong-un regime by the overwhelming and decisive response of the alliance. This is a strong warning against the DPRK.
But Lee also says the allies would like to see tension with North Korea ease.
Along with the efforts of the alliance to deter and respond to DPRK nuclear threats, Secretary Austin and I pledge to encourage DPRK to choose denuclearization and the path for a brighter future. We also pledge to continue our cooperation to achieve a complete denuclearization of North Korea.
The Pentagon acknowledges the large scale of the U.S.-South Korean exercises, dubbed Vigilant Storm. It involves more than 1,600 U.S. and South Korean flights involving some 240 warplanes.
You've also seen us,
and Austin notes,
move a carrier into port there recently, and I think that sends a pretty strong signal as well.
Ben Thomas, Washington.